96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. More than 50 cyclists gathered in Hayward on Saturday as part of Unity Rides happening across the country in memory of Alex Preddy. Preddy was a 37-year-old ICU nurse who lived in the Minneapolis area and was active in the local cycling community. His death last month at the hands of federal immigration agents has sparked memorial rides nationwide. Riders met at New Moon Bike and Ski before heading to the Hayward Hospital trails on fat tire bikes to take part in the memorial ride. Among them was a local nurse, Susan Bauer. She wore a shirt that read, "United We Stand, Divided We Fall," with the names Alex Preddy and Renee Good printed on it.
I decided to ride because I stand in solidarity with the people of Minnesota and across the United States who are protesting against the overreach of our government and their activities, their immigration enforcement activities.
Bauer says seeing video of Preddy's death was traumatic.
Just seeing this from our own government killing one of our own citizens was just too much. And it was the same reaction with Renee Good. It was just outright murder, in my opinion.
She says unity is especially important during times like this.
We have a democracy, and it's the duty of people to speak out if they see our government not representing us in the way that we expect them to.
Thomas Thornquist from Minneapolis says he wanted to show support and honor Preddy.
Like Minneapolis is doing now, they're showing that when people unite for the right reasons, it makes a difference and change can happen.
The ride was one of many held across the country to remember Preddy and bring cyclists together in solidarity. As the Democratic field for governor stays large, the Republican side has thinned out. Lisa Hale explains why.
A Republican candidate for governor is endorsed by President Donald Trump. Trump said on social media that Tom Tiffany, who's the current representative in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has always been at his side. And as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a longtime supporter of Trump, launched his gubernatorial campaign in Wausau back in September. Following the endorsement, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman dropped out of the gubernatorial race, meaning Tiffany will now face medical service technician Andy Mansky in the August 11th Republican primary.
Scammers are using the tactic of impersonating local government entities and officials to obtain money for fake tax bills and other fees like building permits or zoning submissions. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has received reports from individuals, businesses, and even government entities of being targeted in this manner. Scammers will use email and text messages that seem legitimate with well-written details, sometimes impersonating specific individuals using official government logos, street addresses, and titles. They may ask potential victims to immediately wire money to avoid late fees, fines, legal action, or even arrest. Scammers try to instill a sense of urgency to get you to act out of fear of retribution. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends using verified contact information for local government entities, officials, and utility providers, and to be suspicious of unsolicited or suspicious contact. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released a Wisconsin food waste evaluation report. It includes recommendations to reduce food waste going into landfills as part of a statewide goal to reduce per capita food waste disposal in landfills by 50% by 2030 compared to 2020 levels. Key findings of the report show that 88% of food waste going to Wisconsin landfills is from residential and food service sources, with residential contributing the largest share at 47%. Infrastructure for hauling food waste to destinations other than landfills will have to expand significantly to achieve the statewide food waste reduction goal. Of the 286 facilities licensed for composting in Wisconsin, just 30, or 10%, are approved to accept food waste. You can learn more about the food waste evaluation report on the DNR's website. The Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce is looking for student volunteers for this year's Berkey Giant Ski Race, and it comes with a fundraising boost for local groups. Students will help carry the oversized giant skis from the finish line back to the start after each race. School teams, student clubs, nonprofit youth groups, and extracurricular organizations are all invited to take part. Volunteers are needed at 4:45 p.m. on February 19th. The race runs from 5 p.m. to about 7 p.m. Groups that participate will receive a donation to support their program. To sign up or get more information, email robyn@haywardareachamber.com. This week is Sled Safe Weekends, and the DNR will be increasing patrols to ensure all snow enthusiasts get home safely. 6 snowmobile fatalities have already happened this year, and alcohol is among the top factors in fatal crashes. DNR officials urge operators to ride safely and sober for themselves, for others sharing the trails, and for those waiting for their return. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says he hopes lawmakers will return to the Capitol today and work. He wants them to debate his proposal for a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering. The governor made the comments during a stop in New Glarus, though it appears Republican leaders plan to quickly gavel in and out rather than take up the plan. Evers says putting fair maps into the state constitution would strengthen Wisconsin's democracy. The current maps were originally drawn by Evers and later passed by the legislature in 2024, after the state Supreme Court struck down the previous maps. The winter ban on shutting off heat for unpaid utility bills ends tomorrow. Starting Thursday, utilities can disconnect service if bills aren't paid or payment plans aren't set up. If you're behind, contact your utility now to work out a payment arrangement. Help may be available through Wisconsin's Home Energy Assistance Program. To learn more, go online to energybenefit.wi.gov. That's energybenefit.wi.gov. And many have said they're leaving. Now, one says he's staying. Republican State Senator Howard Markline from Spring Grove is running again for the 17th Senate District. He says he wants to continue pushing for balanced budgets, tax cuts, and bipartisan ideas in Madison. Democrats say his leadership has not delivered for schools, hospitals, and working families in southwestern Wisconsin. There are 3 Democrats running for the seat. The first forum for those primary candidates is Thursday at UW-Platteville. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Christian Yelich is out. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at American Family Field, but they'll do it without Christian Yelich. The veteran slugger left in the 5th inning Sunday after suffering tightness in his left hamstring. One report says he could be out a month. Yelich joins a list of other hitters on the IL, including Jackson Chourio and Andrew Vaughn, pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
When you're missing some guys, I mean, it's tougher, but we got guys on the way back, and, you know, hopefully, I haven't talked to Yelly, but hopefully, this is kind of what Murph preaches. We're a resilient group, and it's just we got to keep picking each other up.
NBA, the Bucks begin their search for a new head coach to replace Doc Rivers.
The last couple weeks, Doc has started to hint at the idea of no longer continuing as the Bucks head coach, and the Bucks would enjoy having him around the organization, still having him in a role where, you know, he could do some advising or something like that, but Rivers would maybe prefer to take a break.
That's Bucks reporter Eric Nehm with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 64 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for a low. Tomorrow, a little off and on rain. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high right around 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.